I'd like to call to order the public hearing on the 2012 amended tentative budget for the Tompkins County government. We have a few people here, and you'll all be invited to speak. I want to just first ask Jim Dennis, Chair of the Budget, Capital, and Personnel Committee, to give us a brief rundown of the budget as proposed.
Thank you very much, Martha. Let me just begin by saying we've spent 2 months getting to this point. The Expanded Budget Committee made a recommendation of the budget that we're talking about for this public hearing, and on Tuesday, based on what happens here tonight, we will be voting on a budget, hopefully on Tuesday evening. And the way it's been proposed is as follows. The total expenditures are $161,924,000. I'll round these numbers off. $162 million. Total local spending is $77.5 million. It's a 1.8 increase in local expenditures from 2011. It's a tax levy increase of 3.99. The tax levy is the total amount of county property tax revenues needed to balance the budget. And let me just interject. A 1% levy increase gets us about $406,000. The countywide average tax rate is 667 per 1,000 of assessed valuation. The percentage increase is 3.1. The tax change on a $160,000 assessed home is roughly $31.85. I mentioned at the beginning, over the two-month period, we worked on the budget presented by the County Administrator Joe Mariano, which was a 5.4 levy increase. And we arrived at that by asking the County Administrator, after the legislature made a determination that that was the number that we wanted a budget prepared at. While doing that, the 5.4 levy, there was also a question of the tax cap. And for Tompkins County, the tax cap figured out to be 2.9%. So one of the requests we made of the county administrator was, all right, make us a 5.4 budget and show us what that means, and then show us what a 2.9 levy would be if, in fact, we had to go there. We have made changes in the county administrator's budget, reduced the tentative levy roughly $570,000. On November 1st, as I said before, we approved the package, and we are sending it as a legislature or legislative tentative budget. And we can amend that final budget right up to the last moment of the meeting or the vote on the budget on Tuesday evening. And that will be taking place on Tuesday, November 15th. And that pretty much is a story condensed down from where we began way back in May.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'd like to invite the public to comment. We don't have any sign-ups tonight. If anybody would like to go to the microphone, just please state your name and where you live.
I didn't want you to come out for no reason. So I'm Sudale Hall, and I live in the town of Ithaca. And I also work at the Child Development Council. And I just actually came to say thank you, because I know this has been a difficult process this year. And it seems it is every year. This year seemed particularly so, with things changing quite quickly on the state and the federal level, and things that do have an impact locally. At the very beginning of the process, the county administrator talked about you being in the people business, and you are, to large point, serving the health and safety and the well-being of people in our community. And we are seeing at the council and throughout the community more and more pressures on families, and they're coming to us for more help. And we know that you had many very challenging decisions to make. You had to weigh the options amongst many different aspects of people's lives here in the community. So we just wanted to thank you for your efforts in supporting the community.
Thank you, Sue. Next.
Good evening. My name is Neil Uli. I live in the city of Ithaca, and I'm here tonight representing Loaves and Fishes. We feed roughly 120 people Monday through Friday. There have been times when we've fed over 200 people in a day. We have more people coming and getting seconds than we have in the past, which means that more people are using us as their primary source of nutrition. I'd like to thank the county legislature for its support in the past. I went on the, tried to go onto the county's website to look at the budget for this year and kept getting error messages, so I don't know what that was about. So I haven't had a chance to look and see where things are right now. But things are getting harder in our community for all of our people, and I know that budgets are going down. And it seems that there are fewer people trying to provide the services for the people, that the staff levels have gone down at different places. That's what I'm hearing from people at mental health and DSS. And I'm not sure, I was talking to Jim earlier, I'm not sure where the realities lie in all of this. But I know that for some of our people, it's getting harder for them to get the services that we've all come to expect. So I'm hoping that the county will look at that and consider these factors in its deliberations. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Anyone else? Going once? Going twice?
Yay.
All right.
I bring you greetings of peace and harmony. I know you would be disappointed, profoundly disappointed, if I did not greet you.
That's right. So please state your name.
I'm sorry. I'm Tommy Miller. I'm administrator with the local Catholic charity, Tompkins County, as well as Francisco Racker Center. I'm administrator there. And last but not least, I'm a parent educator with Cornell Cooperative Extension. I kind of hesitated on the Catholic Charities part because technically we are Catholic Charities, Tompkins/Tioga County. Okay. I would be remiss if I did not, on behalf of the community at large, echo a gratitude for the work that you do. I know often we come with concerns that you may categorize as complaints, but we are appreciative that Tompkins County is a community rich in resources. As you continue this process, I respectfully remind you that the program that we have the privilege of challenging administrating is for our families. And often the manifestation of that growth is not seen in numbers. But I would caution you as you continue with this process to please keep in mind the ripple effect. We do a lot of preventive works that perhaps if those programs don't exist, we will feel that in ways that's not healthy. Incarceration, continuation of mental health, et cetera, et cetera. But anybody that knows me, that it is dangerous to give me a mic, because I could go on and on. So let me end with thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you, Tommy. Anyone else? I'm Nancy Burston. I'm from Enfield and Associate Director of the Human Services Coalition, and I'm not a good idea to follow Tommy. But I wasn't going to speak necessarily. I thought there'd be probably more people too, but you probably know, because we've been sitting on the bench through all these meetings, that we represent not only the Human Services Coalition, but then a number of specifically the organizations that go through our funding review process, and we report to you on that. But then also just in general the nonprofit community, and we just appreciate the support in tough times that people are, it's very tight. People, I think agencies are doing their best to try to tighten belts, collaborate more, cooperate more, reduce any remaining fluff that they have and get the work done and serve the clients. And most of them, I'd say, are seeing increases in demand for services. So we appreciate it that you're, you know, doing the best you can with hard times. And okay, Martha looked at me, so I figured I should speak up and say something on behalf of the other agencies that aren't here. They do. They actually do appreciate it. They check in with me to say, how are we doing? I say, okay, we're hanging in there for now. So, but thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy. I was just looking at you. Sorry.
Martha has that effect on a lot of
us. Anyone else? All right, I want to thank you all very much for coming and let you and the public know that it's not too late to have input.
If you go to the website, the county website, I'm sure Marcia will go to the office and check for that error message right now. You can send your email message to ccovert@tompkins-co.org, and she'll get those messages to us, or call the office at 274-5434. Thank you all very much for coming. Good evening. This closes the hearing.